What's up, everybody? This is officially our first live episode of Made in Chattanooga, brought to you from Rail and Hops, the first Brewers Festival in the Choo Choo Gardens, benefiting Soundcore, our friends Stratton Tingle, and the local nonprofit benefiting the music economy here in Chattanooga. So we're going to hear from a variety of folks, including Ashley and the X's, Okinawa, and Johnny Balick, all from Chattanooga, all up-and-coming artists that we're going to talk to today, live from the caboose in the Choo Choo Gardens.
All right, and welcome back to Made in Chattanooga. We are here with Ashley and the X's, who just absolutely crushed it at Rail and Hop. So thank you guys for that phenomenal performance. How are y'all doing? How are y'all feeling about the performance?
I mean, it felt pretty good. It was a lot of fun. It was so hot, but it felt really good. It was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
I think we played well.
I think it was probably the best show I've ever played.
Really?
Hands down, yeah. I gave it my all. I gave 110%. I think that really came out in the overall sound of things.
That's amazing. That's
we
amazing.
Like his confidence.
Yes, we appreciate that.
2.0.
There you go.
Yeah, 2.0.
Yes.
Yeah, so why don't you guys tell us a little bit about your music and about how you guys got started?
I started singing at JJ's open mic a cappella with a drum kit, and Matt and Eric, our bass player who was on vacation and couldn't make it this time, they saw me, they were in a band, and they were like, listen, so this is probably not going to last that much longer, and when it's done, we're taking you. So that's how we got started, and then we brought Dan on shortly thereafter, and I mean, it's just been going since then for the most part.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So when did it get started?
2009.
Okay, and you guys were hitting it strong for a while, and then you took a break.
Yes, yes.
And you recently have come back to us in the last, what, couple years?
2016,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and so you released your first album, when was that?
2013.
And you've got a new album about to come out?
Yes, on October 31st, we're having an album release party at Songbirds.
Nice.
Halloween costume party.
Nice. And you guys are headlining, is there any other bands on that bill?
We're going to start the show, actually, with our CD release, and then we're going to have a surprise intermission. And then Dr. B and the E's will finish out the night for us all just to party down.
Nice. So you get to have fun at your own CD release party.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Most people don't do it that way.
That's right. Put a lot of work into it, Matt especially, and we do just want to enjoy it at this
nice.
Point.
Well, you got a couple other shows coming up soon?
Yeah, we're playing the After Moon Gathering show at Stone Cup on September 8th. It's going to be a lot of fun. So everybody who cannot make it to the Moon River Festival because the ticket's sold out, you get to come, you know, release all your tension with us.
Nice. So tell everybody where they can find you online.
We have Facebook, of course, Ashley and the X's. And we have Instagram, Ashley and the X's as well. So it's pretty easy to find us.
And website. Dan made a website for us.
Yeah. Dan Ashley, made the website.
AshleyandtheX's.net, right?
.net.
Yeah. 90s.
Keeping it real.
The MySpace account's dead. So.
Speaking of 90s, you guys have somewhat of a 90s type alt rock feel sometimes in some of your songs. What's your inspiration?
We all actually have, for the most part, really different inspirations. I am very influenced by, like, you know, 60s, 70s rock and soul and things like that. A lot of the old. You know, soul singers, the Billie Holidays and things like that. So that's a lot of where my influence comes from, especially vocally. Matt?
Mostly gospel and Dr. Seuss.
You're so funny.
I mean, my musical taste is all over. I think for this band, I really draw from like some rockabilly or maybe punk style of playing.
Yeah,
but
totally. Yeah.
But what I enjoy listening to the most is completely different than what I play.
True
story. Dan, you got influences you want to talk about?
Oh, I don't have any specific influences, but I'd be happy to talk about my parts that I play with the band. that usually Matt comes up with the, you know, it's like how a bill becomes law, right? And so he comes up with a riff or whatever, and then I try to put whatever drum groove I think goes with that, and whatever inspiration that is, I just draw on from my vocabulary of drummers that I really like, being that John Bonham or Stuart Copeland or, you know, whomever it may be, just whatever I think fits the song, and then I try to take it and make it my own style and claim it as my own.
Well, it's interesting you say that. I was about to say, you guys kind of do have your own style. It's hard when people ask what style of music, it's hard to, yes. which is a good, I think a great thing.
Yeah.
It's hard to compare you to one artist. You guys kind of meld a lot of different styles together and make it unique and make it your own. So I think that's a great thing about you guys. Talk about the Chattanooga music scene. How you guys love being a part of this and know a lot of the other bands and play a lot of bills. So
we're very fortunate to be in Chattanooga with all the great musicians in town.
Absolutely.
And the scene's really grown.
The scene has phenomenally grown since we even started.
Oh yeah, it's amazing.
Within the last 3 years, I would say that things just fucking exploded. Things exploded. I say that a lot.
Matt.
I forget what I'm doing and where I'm at.
I'd like to make a comment here because I'm not a native as Ashley and Matt here are, and I'm a transplant from Indianapolis. And so when I first came here, I went down to JJ's, and they had some crazy stuff going on at JJ's. And I thought, if this is a microcosm of Chattanooga, I want to move here. And I did. So one of the first bands I saw here were the Nim Nims.
Yes.
And I really liked them. Great band.
And they're back too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. Yeah, that's awesome.
We're playing the After Moon Gathering Festival with us.
With y'all.
Yeah. Nice.
And so I think the music community here, I think it's small, but it's a tight-knit group.
Yeah.
You know, like... Yeah. Everybody plays like in three different bands, or some guy called the Magic Birds and stuff. And, you know, you can
Magic Birds.
And but anyhow, everybody's so accessible in the music community here, and everybody's so cool that you can always go jam with them if you want to, or get on the same bill with them. I think that's something that's unique to the Chattanooga music scene.
I agree.
Well, and I think, you know, for me, I'm very introverted, and I was even more so when I got started like 10 years ago, and. If it hadn't been for that scene and hadn't been for how familial it is, I never would have continued because I was just so shy, painfully shy.
Right.
And obviously I've evolved into feeling a little more comfortable on stage at this point. But that this scene and that family of musicians is why I'm even here at this point.
Nice. And Rail and Hops, first year of doing Rail and Hops, and they booked all local bands, which I think is amazing. And we've got a great crowd here to see a lot of great local acts like yourself, and then the benefits Soundcore, which is helping the local music scene.
Yeah,
Stratton Tingle's amazing. He's done a lot for this music scene in Chattanooga. I love him very much. If he asks me of something, I always say yes.
Nice, nice.
I'll never turn him down.
You're making it sound so dirty.
Well, you guys, anything else you want to tell us? You guys, I'm sure, excited about this new album. You ready to get it out there and let people hear?
Yes.
You've been working on it how long now?
5-6 years?
No. A year and maybe a year and a half for sure.
Yeah. Almost 2 years.
It takes a while, right?
Yeah. And we
have lives, kids, families.
Well, and we also started off just wanting to do it as, you know, just a short album and just put out a few songs. And then I started writing and we started writing and it just... evolved into a bigger thing. And
finally you got to cut it off. Okay, these will be on the next album.
No, we did the very last one. Actually, Dan was like, no, we're not putting it on this one. I'm not going back in the studio. We're not doing that. Like, and we were like, we have to. It fits all of it together. It's the last song on the album.
So did he go back to the studio and do it?
Yes, he did. For the most part.
Well, thank y'all so much for interviewing with
thank
us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Yes.
Hey guys, welcome back to Made in Chattanooga. Out here at Rail and Hops, we just heard from Okinawa. So, what did you think of the performance?
Well, I was awesome.
Of course. Of course.
And I play with in-ears, so I actually could hear Jared, I don't know if it's your amp or the drum wedge, something was breaking up, and I can only hear Jared. But he was pretty good. I felt some bass, that was good. And you know all the words. So, I mean, 9 out of 10, I would say.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Knowing the words, that's important as well. It's awesome, guys.
But I was awesome. I want to.
Of course.
I want to, you know, be emphatic about, They were good.
Duly noted. Right. Thank you.
For the record.
So how did you guys get started?
All right. So with this lineup, Charles and I started playing together about 3 years ago. We had a friend who's now in LA who actually was on, is go, what, track the record with us, and I was playing in his band and joined the crew. And once the LA thing happened, Ivan came into the scene playing drums. Then Adam came into the scene playing drums, and then we realized we didn't need two drummers. So right.
So we chose the better drummer.
To play drums.
I just, you know, bass is easy, so.
And I actually pretend to play guitar on stage now. This is a passion project, I think, for all of us. Something that we really like. I don't even know what a passion project is. I like it.
It sounded great.
Yeah.
I was like, I've never heard that before. That's cool.
Yeah. But I think we're about Charles's songwriting, a great songwriter and a great friend. You know, so we're friends before anything, I think. You know, yeah, we're sweet guys, but tough. Don't fuck with us.
You got a unique style that I don't think anybody in Chattanooga. And I said that with Ashley and the X's, but you guys play kind of a psychedelic indie rock type style. And if there is anybody in Chattanooga doing it, they're not doing it as great as you guys are. You're very, very professional, very polished. When I see you guys perform, it's always like top notch. And I've seen it in a few different renditions. I think this is the lineup you've been doing for a while now. I think I saw you play bass one time in a three-piece, but you guys got it down. And I think the fact that you guys are all great musicians, like you play multiple instruments, you've been writing for a really long time. Tell us about how this is getting back together and playing music again, because you kind of took a break for a while, right?
Yeah, I don't know that we really took a break. I mean, I think we kind of appear, we appear and disappear and then appear and disappear. So it may seem like a break, but things are always going on behind the scenes. We record all the time. All four of us are some of the most active home tapers in Chattanooga. Like, all four of us record very heavily. So there's always recording going on. So I don't know that it's fading out and getting back together. It's just, we just don't play a lot of shows, I guess. Gotcha. Is a thing.
Now, you guys have been working on an album for a while. Had a little hiccup along the way. But we've seen two singles released now.
Yeah.
So should we get an album soon?
We should. We absolutely should.
Both singles were amazing, by the way, and
you spread them out a really long time. I did.
So you gotta have a.
Yeah.
You getting close?
I think so.
How many songs will be on the album?
We'll see.
So do we have like a target date at all, or are we just still working? Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I'm gonna be straight with you.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You know, why aren't we talking about the album release date? Baby, we out here right now playing the rock gig for you. Let me tell you something about Okinawa. If you see that date on your calendar in Chattanooga, Atlanta, Nashville, Tennessee, regionally, come out to the rock gig because we may have something special for you. The record will drop in time. We may put out 15 more singles. I'll tell you, we're always taping. You know, I think that when we do release something, it will be a chamber of hits.
You're just talking about all your shows that you're doing. So can you tell us a little bit more about what it means to play here at the first Rail and Hops inaugural festival?
I think it's cool because it's the first time we get to be a part of it. Some cool people playing. All of our friends, pretty much.
All local.
It's cool. We're playing with friends. I think we did pretty good today.
Tell us about how it's like being a part of this, like, blossoming Chattanooga music scene, because you guys are all doing a lot of different things. You're working in the studio as well. You're working with a couple of different bands. You do some recordings, mixing with some folks, right? Yeah, you're a producer as well. You guys all play with different bands from time to time. Like, just tell us what it's like to be a part of that scene.
I think it's really great. I think Chattanooga is getting more serious about art rather than the party thing. I play in a few projects, and the thing I really notice recently is people listening with intent. Last night I played at Chattanooga Brewing Company with my project, Psychic Dungeon, at Psychic Dungeon on Instagram, _ I'm just kidding. But anyways, it's a secret band. So I'll tell you. You know, people are out here and there were people listening and like having an open mind and also just people getting out here and doing it. Ivan's in a million bands. Adam is in probably the best band in Chattanooga. I really think Chattanooga's on to something. And I appreciate nights like tonight where it's local bands playing the playing the gig. You know, sometimes big events like, oh, let's not bring in the local doggies. For the time, and that's really nice. You know?
Yeah, and this festival, like we talked about, it's an inaugural one, and it benefits Soundcore, which is an organization, nonprofit, that's putting a huge effort into helping the music economy. Some of you guys have been a part of that. Anybody want to talk about that at all?
I think it's great. I mean, it's helping people out. I've seen a lot of people. Hey, you had your time, dude. Okay.
Well, I was just gonna. That's it. I was gonna praise Soundcore for the sandwiches. I've eaten so many sandwiches today. I appreciate it when an organization will feed a musician, because we out here eating because of Soundcore today.
I think Stratton is a cool dude, and it represents on what he's doing. So I think it's pretty cool to see that happening and see him being successful at what he's doing. And
I think that Stratton's pretty easy to work with, and he's working for the event planners or whatever, but he's always got the bands in his mind. When right. he's pretty good at taking care of people. He's easy to work with. His hair is awesome. I wish I could do that.
Well, you guys played amazing tonight. Thank you for doing this interview. And not only thank you for bringing Okinawa to us, but thank you for everything you do with all the music. You're in the studio with other musicians and working with other bands. And just thank you for being a part of the scene, because I think it's really growing right before our eyes. And you guys are a huge part of that. So thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, and welcome back for our third and final time. Here we have with us Johnny Balick, who just put on an amazing performance here at Rail and Hops. So how are you guys doing?
Doing good. It was a great, great crowd. Great yeah. location for a show. And yeah, it was awesome. I had a blast. What about you, Jared?
I had a blast.
There you go. I mean, you guys looked like it, you know, dancing around, having a good time. Yeah. So
I probably sweat about 5 pounds off on the stage, so. I mean, it's good, you know, I'm kind of in a diet phase, so it worked out.
There you go. So much better than like running or jump
around,
out.
Dance on stage. Yeah,
I mean, sounds so much fun. It's plus people cheer you on, so that's like, that's great. Cool. So how did you guys, get your start in music?
I'll let you go first, because
your roots are deeper.
For me, church, originally from Knoxville, but I've been here for like the last 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. And so my music background comes from my dad's side, so. He's a drummer and guitar player, so just growing up in church and different musicians and in that city, and then coming down here and meeting the musicians here. So it just stemmed from just playing musicians for days, just around like mentors and people I grew up with.
Yeah, and what brought you down to Chattanooga?
Music, really.
Okay.
I was down here twice. I moved and my mom had got sick, and then I moved back, and that's when I ended up meeting EC, and I met Johnny. And been going from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, my story is pretty similar. I grew up in church, and my mom and dad, who are actually here tonight, were like the worship leaders. So I just grew up seeing them harmonize and sing and play with a band. And I just thought, I always thought it was the coolest thing. Never really, like when I got into like middle school and stuff, none of my friends thought it was the coolest thing. So I kind of like shied away from it. But as I got older and more confident in myself, I just, it became my passion.
So you guys don't play a lot locally. How was it tonight to get back home?
It was great. I was just talking about this with Eric. I've lived on and off in Chattanooga for maybe the past like 5-6 years. I've kind of hopped around the Southeast, but I've been playing shows everywhere other than Chattanooga.
Right.
And when the show popped up, I was like, why am I not playing more shows in the place that I live? So I'm hoping that this will sort of be a catalyst to, you know, opening that door up and doing more shows locally here. So.
And could you tell tonight you had a lot of fans out there singing along
and
know your
nice,
songs?
Man. It was nice, man. Yeah. It was a bit surprising. I was unsure of what to expect, but yeah, the audience was very receiving. And
nice.
Yeah.
So tell us about your tie into the Chattanooga music scene. I mean, it's a blossoming scene, and you guys are right there a part of it. And you got your own little flock.
Yeah.
And so just talk about just being a part of it.
I mean, I particularly, because I haven't been as active in the music scene, I feel so blessed to be involved with guys like this, with guys like Suavo Morton, Phil McClain, who am I missing? Tyler Martelli. Like, I think not only some of the best musicians in Chattanooga, but in the Southeast, in America, in the world, the best musicians that I know. So I just feel blessed to be able to have a community of these people to be able to interact with and do fun things like this with. Yeah.
How for me, coming into, like Tom Artelli, Dan, and a lot of Chattanooga musicians, growing from them and just experiencing like the best musicians and collabing with the musicians and trying to build a caliber of music, not only for just Chattanooga, but the east part of Tennessee, yeah. Because I feel that's what's lacking on this side far as the music scene, but it's growing, but it just needs to be pushed right. out there yeah. more.
So. It's definitely growing. I mean, yeah. I've been here eight and a half years, yeah. and it's grown a lot since I've been here. And you guys have your own clique, your own group, but you still collaborate and work with a yeah. lot of, yeah. a ton of musicians yeah. in town. So I feel like as...
I mean, this guy, Jared White, is like playing shows like every single night ever, like hopping over to Knoxville, coming back to chat, like sitting in, like zero practice, just sitting in with a random band and just slaying it, so... Yeah,
and besides set. Playing drums, you're producing for a lot of the flock, right?
Yes, yeah. I produce. I got the chance to collab and produce with Johnny, as well as Suavo Martin, Phil McClain, some other people from flock, as far as like Ella Renz, Elijah Datz, and then just outside of collabing with Caldwell
yeah.
on some few things. So it's just it grew me even more outside, because it's like, it pushed me to meet all these people, and it inspired me to like, okay, I can do this and yeah. go for
it. Yeah. Nice.
And like, I would say the scene is like way less pretentious. Like I've been out in LA and Atlanta and New York, and like, there's a lot of people who are just like really like above you. But here it's like people looking in the eyes. It's like, hey, we're just friends who like to make music, and a very like collaborative energy, you know, like people just sitting in different bands, switching out musicians and stuff like that. So,
and even awesome. Like tonight, First Rail and Hops, they had all local musicians, right. which is great. I mean, yeah. huge crowd here, and yeah. it's all local musicians, so yeah. it's giving back, you know.
Yeah.
And Rail and Hops benefits Soundcore, which sure, is sure. all about, you yeah. know, talk about your relationship with Soundcore. I know you guys have been to a few events.
I've been to a few events, as far as like meeting Stratton. Also, Suavo Martin, he's a part of Soundcore. So I got to do that. I got to like meet a lot of different musicians. But just being part of that, like, it's like meeting Stratton, Suavo, and just got to experience some of their events and certain gigs and certain shows.
I got just helping build the scene.
Build the scene.
Right. So. Let's talk about your music. Yeah. You've released what, three or four singles or more?
Since March of 2017, I've released I think like four or five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. What's been the biggest hit so far?
Hit is definitely by far I Need It. Okay. It's got it's just at about 5 million streams on Spotify right nice. Now, about like 12 million across all platforms. Made to Love You's done really well. It's got almost I think 6 million across all platforms. And we did this cool thing with this song called On My Way with Blue Moon. They had this campaign called the Shine Brighter campaign, and they did this exclusive release, and it was kind of cool to be able to partner up with them. So
that's cool. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So is there an album in the works?
There is an album in the works, probably early next year, like January, February of 2019. We'll probably release a couple more singles to try to finish the year strong. But yeah, next year we're going to go ham with this album and lots of video content and visuals nice. To go along with it. So it's going to be a whole thing.
Will some of the singles that you released be on the album?
Potentially. Okay. Some remixes maybe. Nice. Yeah.
Any features we should be looking forward to?
Definitely. Phil McClain. He's another amazing Chattanooga artist. And then there's this girl from LA. Her name is Saint Sinner.
Okay.
And then other, those are the singer collaborations, but then as far as like musical collaborations, Jared White, Suavo,
yeah.
this guy out of Atlanta named Rourke Bailey, Johnny Smathers, of course. Yeah, so I got a really good team surrounding me and sort of helping me cultivate the art, and so I'm excited to put it out into the world.
So I got to ask you, your fans out there want to know, how do you choose your hair color?
Hey.
You're kicking some blue right now.
I'm kicking some blue. This is the second time I've ever dyed it blue. Other than that, it's always been purple. Like, I've always just the purple thing.
Your color.
But now that I'm sort of delving out, I don't know. I don't know what will be next. I kind of want to do like pink, maybe.
Yeah. Nice.
Great.
Cool. Well, thank y'all so much. Yeah, thanks for playing this festival. Thank you for doing the interview.
Absolutely,
I hope we see you again soon.
Yeah, thank you guys. Cool. Appreciate it.